light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O boundless maker of the sky, who raised the fertile clouds on high, and blessed the earth with flowing streams to quicken every living thing. The waters over earth you place, lest fiery sun should lay it waste. The floods below you hold restrained, lest chaos rule the world again. O let your gentle grace be poured, like rain upon us, God adored, and let the waters part once more, which keep us from the promised shore. O loving Abba, hear our cry, through Jesus Christ our love on high, whom in the Spirit we adore, who reign with you forevermore. Amen. How precious in the eyes of our God is the death of those who are faithful. I love Adonai who has heard the cry of my appeal, turning an ear to me on the day when I called for help. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the holy name, Adonai, my God, deliver me. How gracious is Adonai and just, our God has compassion. Adonai protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so God saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for Adonai has been good, has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of Adonai in the land of the living. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. How precious in the eyes of our God is the death of those who are faithful.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Abraham did not doubt God's promise in unbelief. Rather, he was empowered by faith and gave glory to God, and was fully convinced that what God had promised, God was also able to do. That is why it was credited to him as righteousness. Thanks be to God.
Abraham hoped against hope, the ancestor of all who believe. Abraham hoped against hope, the ancestor of all who believe. His faith was accounted as justice, the ancestor of all who believe. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the holy breath of love. Abraham hoped against hope, the ancestor of all who believe. This very night I will demand your soul. What then will happen to all your possessions? So it will be when a person amasses treasure in place of the riches of the reign of God. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. This very night I will demand your soul. What then will happen to all your possessions? So it will be when a person amasses treasure in place of the riches of the reign of God.
For all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain. For the millions of women and girls who spend much of their days fetching water for their families, animals, and crops. For all who suffer from too much water, from tsunamis and floods, and from the death and destruction, dampness and disease carried in the aftermath. For those who hoard water, who waste it or pollute it, forcing others to pay excessively for water that rightfully belongs to all. For those whose bodies, minds, and spirits languish, cut off from the endless flow of God's love, and fleshed in self and others, in all creatures and all of creation.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before your gift of water that brings life and nourishment through streams and rivers, marshes and swamps, lakes, seas, and oceans. We marvel at water's beauty and diversity of forms in dew and mist, rain and snow, hail and ice, humidity, vapor, and steam. As we celebrate the creation and distribution of water on this second day of the week, strengthen our commitment to conserve and share this gift with wisdom and respect. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother